نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. الله تبارك وتعالى He said, O you who believe, indeed fasting has been prescribed upon you, as was prescribed upon those who came before you, لعلكم تتقون, so that you may have taqwa. قال عبد الله ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه: أن تقوى الله حق التقى أن يذكر فلا يذكر ويشكر فلا يكفر ويطاع فلا يعصى. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that the true taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person remembers Allah and does not forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that they obey Allah and do not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that they are grateful to Allah and are not ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالدين جمع الدين يدور بين ذكر الله وشكره وحسن عبادته. And so the entirety of the religion and the entirety of taqwa of Allah تبارك وتعالى revolves between remembering Allah, being grateful to Allah, and being obedient to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And so if a person wants to know, have they benefited from their fast? Had they benefited from the qira'at al-Qur'an? Had they benefited from their standing in the night? Had they benefited from reading the book of Allah? Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then let them ask themselves, after Ramadan, will they increase in the remembrance of Allah and leaving off heedlessness? And will they increase in gratitude and thankfulness to Allah and leave off ingratitude? And will they increase in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain in a condition where they have abandoned disobedience? Just as they abandoned disobedience in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, the sign that a person's fast is accepted and the sign that he has attained the taqwa of Allah and increased in taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he remains in a condition where he has abandoned heedlessness, where he has abandoned ingratitude, where he is abandoned and he remains abstaining from sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهِ. For verily, from the greatest lessons of fasting is that whoever leaves off something for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him what is better than it. Whoever leaves off something for Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him what is better than it. This is from the most important of things for a person to understand in their Islam. This is min al-abjadiyat, min al-usul, min al-mabadi, min al-qiyam al-islamiyya al-thabitat al-rasikha. It is from the most important affairs of the religion that a person understands. And man taraka shay'an lillah, awadahu Allahu khayran minhu fi dunya wal-akhirah. That whoever leaves something for Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him what is better than it in this world and the hereafter. Qala al-imam Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala, sami'tu Shuraihan al-Qadhi yahlifu billah, wallahi ma taraka 'abdun lillahi shay'an thumma yajidu faqtahu. Al-imam, the imam of the people of Asham in the time of the tabi'in, the person about whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was from those people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned as from the best of mankind after the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ibn Sirin, he said, I heard Shuraih al-Qadhi swearing by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I swear by Allah that no one ever leaves off anything for the sake of Allah and then feels as though they miss it. No one ever leaves anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thumma yajidu faqdahu and then feel as though they miss it. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Allahumma illa fi awwali wahla. He said, only in the beginning. Only in the beginning does a person feel as though they miss it. لِيُمْتَهَنْ أَصَّادِقٌ هُوْ فِي تَرْكِهِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ أَوْ كَاذِبْ أَمْ كَاذِبْ. It is so that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala may test the person. When he first leaves something for the sake of Allah, then he feels some difficulty. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala may bring it to light whether that person is genuine and sincere in what they have left. And have they done it for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Or are they phony? And are they lying? And have they done it for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For verily whoever leaves something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never feel as though he misses it. He will never feel as though he misses it. This is a sign of the person's sincerity in the month of Ramadan. Where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٍ فِي أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever doesn't leave off falsehood in his statements and his actions and ignorance in his behavior, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has no need of him leaving off his food and his drink. Allah does not need him to leave his food and his drink. And so a person that abandons disobedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they abandon or they should abandon fitna in the month of Ramadan. They abandon all of those things that they were busy with of disobedience before the coming of the month. And the sign of their sincerity is that they remain in a condition where they hate those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not feel as though they miss those things. This is from the most important of affairs for a person to understand in his Islam. It was from the first things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach to the people upon entering into Islam, that whoever leaves something for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him what is better than it. Whoever leaves something for Allah, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him what is better than it. Al-Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala and his pupil, his student Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, they mention in their writings that from the greatest things that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala replaces those things with, those affairs of disobedience with, is al-unsu billah, is that a person feels comfortable with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that a person loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that they increase in ilm, they increase in knowledge, and they increase in ma'rifah, in understanding of their religion. To the point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, and man ghadda basarah, that the person who lowers his gaze from looking at the haram, the person who lowers his gaze from looking at the haram, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, آتاه الله ما هو أفضل وخير منه من محبوبه. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He will give him what is better than the thing that he may love that is haram for him. That thing of the dunya that is a temptation for him. That woman of the dunya or that person in the dunya that is impermissible for them to look at. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless the person who lowers his physical vision from looking at what is haram by giving the person vision in his heart. The ability to have foresight and vision in the heart to understand the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he instructed the companions in this fashion. It was reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and likewise by Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Kitab al-Zuhud. He reported with an authentic chain of narration that there were two people in the hadith of Humayd ibn Hilal, that there were two people who used to travel towards Mecca frequently from the people of knowledge, from the people of hadith, whose names were Abu Qatada and Abu Dahma. And one day they came across a Bedouin. They came across a Bedouin. They said, فَأَتَيْنَا عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَادِيَةِ. They say, we came from a man from the people of the Bedou, from the Bedouins. We came across a Bedouin. And we asked him, فَسَأَلْنَاهُ هَلْ سَمِعْتَ شَيْئًا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. We asked him, have you ever heard anything from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? He was a man who had met the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. They asked him, have you ever heard anything from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, innaka lan tada'a shay'an اتقاء الله، وفي رواية لوجه الله، وفي رواية لله، إلا أبدلك الله به ما هو خير لك منه. He said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, this man from the Bedouins, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that you never ever leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah will exchange it for what is better than it. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange it for what is better than it. And other narrations from Humayd ibn Hilal that are authentic, we get more details of when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to this man. And we find the name of this man, his name is Rafa'at, Rafa'at al-Adawi, radiyallahu anhu wa ardahu. He was the one in the Sahih of Imam Muslim and in an Adab al-Mufrad that went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, wa huwa yakhtu min ala al-manbar. While the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the middle of the khutbah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the middle of giving the sermon. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, ja'a rajulun qareeb la yadri deenahu, yuridu an ya'rifa deenah. A strange man has come. A man from outside of the city has come. He doesn't know his religion. And he wants you to tell him about his religion. And so they brought the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a chair in the middle of the khutbah. And he came down from the minbar and one narration, Rafa' al-Adawi said, he took me by my hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sat upon the chair and he sat me down. And he said that whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him what is better than it. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told someone who was brand new to Islam. Someone who had just embraced Islam. It is one of the most important of things for you to understand. Some of us have been Muslim for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and we don't understand that whoever leaves something for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give him what is better than it. To the point that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, no person ever commits an act of disobedience, illa bi ahadi amrayn, except because of one of two affairs. Except because of one of two reasons. Every time a person disobeys Allah, every time a person sins, every time a person falls into what Allah hates, it is for one of two reasons. Ibn Qayyim, he said the first reason is that he doesn't believe that if he leaves it for Allah, then Allah will give him what is better than it. He doesn't believe that if he leaves it for Allah, then Allah will give him what is better than it. He said it is either that or either he knows that, but his desires overpower his mind. Either he doesn't know that or he doesn't believe it or he knows and understands that, but his desires overpower his mind. It is from Maham al-Muhimmat, from the most important of affairs. And من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. الحمد لله وحده. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده. وعلى آله وصحبه أما بعد. The ulama of Islam, they say that the statement of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا منه. That whoever leaves something for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him what is better than it. They say this is sunnatullah al-kawniyya wa shar'iyya. This is the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the universe. Meaning if a person wants to understand how the world works, they need to understand this. That if they leave something for Allah, their situation will improve. They will see an improvement in their life. If they improve in their situation, if they improve in their behavior, if they improve in the way that they speak, and the way that they worship Allah and their understanding of their religion, then their life will improve. Their life will improve. They will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal'afsu bil'afs. And the opposite is the case. And the opposite is the case. The more a person falls behind, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring us punishment. The more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause sadness and grief and stress and worry to fall into the heart of his worshipper. As a punishment from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the point that if a person could see the effect that sins have upon his heart and how much stress and sadness they bring to his heart, and if he could see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes their protection from him and how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and how the shayateen are unleashed against him as a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading him astray, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, وَقَيَّضْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ فَحَقَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, from the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that Allah decreed that they would have Quranah. When they disobeyed Allah, when they turn away from the obedience of Allah, when they turn their backs on their religion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He left them in that condition. When they turned their backs on Allah and walked away from the religion of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, they left al-hisnul haseen. They left a fortress that is obedience to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, we decreed for them Qurana. We decreed that there will be companions for them from the devils. فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And they justified for them and beautified for them that which they had already done of actions and that which they were going to do of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the judgment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala became rightful upon them. And they entered amongst the nations that came before them from the jinn kind and the mankind. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. And they were from the losers. Because they abandoned what will benefit them, thinking that the only way to get that which would benefit them in this dunya is to skip Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala abtalahum binaqidi qasdihim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tested them with the exact opposite of what they had thought they would get. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where they thought that they would be happier, they thought that they would be wealthier, they thought that they would be more respected, they thought that they would be more loved. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He caused the creation to hate them. He caused the creation to disrespect them. He caused their money to be cursed. And He caused their situation to be in a state of disrepair. Except for the one who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understands that the person who leaves something for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him what is better than that. From those things that people need to leave for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the environment that is calling them to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who finds themselves in their neighborhood, in their city, in their environment, in a situation where it's difficult for them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the temptations are pulling them into disobedience every time they try to improve their situation, they need to leave that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They need to abandon those neighborhoods. They need to abandon those people. You find a person enters the fold of Islam, 10 years later he's still talking about his friends. What friends, ya akhi? What friends are those? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is from the meanings of Islam, from the essence of Islam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has obligated upon us. Al-bara'atu min al-kufri wa shirki wa ahlihima. That we abandon and make ourselves free of disbelief and the people of shirk. So the person who finds herself in that environment, who finds herself that every time they try to leave the streets, that they are pulled back into the streets. Every time they try to leave a woman that is haram for them, they find themselves pulled back into the situation. Over and over and over and over again. Then they need to understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has obligated upon them to move somewhere else. He has obligated upon them to move somewhere else. And if they leave that place for Allah, Allah will give them a place that is better than it. It was stated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يضل نفسه يتعرض للبلاء فيما لا يطيق. It is not befitting for the believer to humiliate himself by putting himself in a situation to be subjected, to be tested. To be tested in a matter that he cannot bear. What are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when you find that it is not a game? It is not a game out here in these streets. It is guerrilla warfare that people are murdering each other in cold blood. It is not a game. When you understand that this is reality, yani this is laysa bil hazl, this is the religion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you have to be with the believers. You have to be far from the people of disobedience, far from the people of disbelief, far from the people of crime and so on and so forth. When a person doesn't realize that, they will humiliate themselves. They will put themselves in a position, يَتَعَرَّضُ لِلْبَلَاءِ فِي مَا لَا يُتِيقُ. They will be tried in a manner that they cannot bear. They will find themselves in the prison. They will find themselves in the hospital. They will find themselves paralyzed. They will find themselves with a disease. They will find themselves with AIDS. They will find themselves having destroyed their life because they did not understand that if you leave something for Allah, Allah will give you what is better than it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, Jalla wa ala, He said, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, He said, يَا أَيْ, He said, وَقُولِ عِبَادِي وقولي الله تبارك وتعالى. He called upon his believing servants, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and called upon my servants who believe, and say to them, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً, that those who do good will get the good in this world. And the earth of Allah is spacious. And the earth of Allah is spacious, meaning that if you improve in your situation, if you are making an effort, but to the best of your ability you are not changing, then look at your environment. Look at your environment and go somewhere that is better for you. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith of the man who killed 99 persons, and then he made it 100 persons. But the scholar who gave him the advice, when he asked, هَلْ لِيَ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ, is there any repentance for me? Can I repent after committing murder 100 times? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, yes. He said, yes, there is tawbah for you. Yes, there is tawbah for you. He said, go to a land. He said, there is a land where the people worship Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to that land and worship Allah with them. Go to that land, be with the believers, and worship Allah with them. وَلَا تَرْجِعْ إِلَى بَلَدِكْ فَإِنَّهَا بَلَدٌ سَوْءٌ. And do not return to your land, for verily it is an evil land. For verily it is an evil land. So he left that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgave him. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala entered him into his paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting, to accept our recitation of the Quran, to accept our praying in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and preserve us in this next year, for verily it is as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, مَا مِنْ عَامٍ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدَهُ شَرٌ مِنْ حَتَّى تَلْقَوْ رَبَّكُمْ. There is not a year that passes except the one that comes after will be worse than it, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, the person, he needs to realize, the shaitan has been unleashed. He has been chained up in the month of Ramadan. He has been unfettered. He is angry. He is in a state of ahqad, where he has a grudge, where he is going to attack the believers. And they need to be ready for the games and the tricks and the plots of the shaitan. And they need to be not like a shaitan themselves. For verily you find many people that when they leave the month of Ramadan, it is like they were chained up. It is like they were chained up. And when the month is gone, they are like a devil. They are like a devil unleashed, unchained, doing everything that they did, showing that what they left, they did not leave for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tabaraka ismuh. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our fast. And this was the statement of the Salaf al-Salih, as Imam Ahmad, he reported, that they used to say, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, may Allah accept.